Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. We have several callers in the queue already, so we're going to get right to your calls after we invite you to call 914-338-0164, or rather invite those who have not called yet to call in. Do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us, callers. And we also would love it if you joined us on Facebook and on Twitter and here on Blog Talk Radio. You may find our social media accounts linked on our Blog Talk Radio profile, the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Again, the call-in number, 914-338-0164, and do press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. So let's bring on our first caller, 850. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys doing? It's been a long time since I've called y'all.
Yeah, I recognize this number, but I can't figure out what it is. I'm not
Florida.
Sure who you are. What's your name?
Florida, Michelle. Michelle.
Oh,
and,
hi.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I had a question, and
it's Michelle with one
my
L,
daughter.
Right? Is it Michelle with one L?
Yes. One L. That's right. I'd call y'all, but I'm kind of my funds are tight right now. But I was trying to find out my daughter. They moved away, and she ended up pregnant, but she doesn't know whose baby it is.
She's
and then
the one
she's already
military?
Got two boys.
She's
she
the
was
one going to
go in the military, but she had the baby.
Oh.
So I don't think she'll end up going to the military now, because now she's got a third one on the way, and she hasn't told her husband, so he thinks it's her baby, his baby. And so she doesn't really know whose it is, because she messed around and screwed up. And she just gonna play it off until she has the baby. So what do you feel unfolding? Do you feel like it's the other man's baby or her husband's? And do you think it's a boy or a girl? She's got two boys now.
Oh boy, that's not a great situation for your daughter. What's her birthday?
Same as mine, October the 14th.
I remember, but the year. I remember that too, actually. Now
yeah, she was born in 1992.
1992, and your year again? 68? Okay.
Mine's 68. She was born on my birthday.
27.
So now
nine.
She's like, Mom, I don't know what to do. And I'm like, all you could do is pray, you know, that everything works out, you know?
Well, it's a problem because 16, 26, I mean, for obvious reasons, she's a 40 equals 4, right, Michelle? Did I do that with the 6, 7? No, 30 equals 3. I don't know what I did. Okay.
Wait a minute.
Wait, 4, 5, 6, 16.
Yeah.
30. I added another 10 for some reason. Okay. Challenging situation. How far is she along in the pregnancy?
She is 3 months. She's not exactly sure. But right at 3 months, we're thinking we're coming up on 3 months. When the doctors checked her, she was seven weeks in a day, and that was like 2 weeks ago. So she's 7, 8, 9. She's about 9 weeks now.
Well, it's a predicament, Michelle, because I'm not sure, you know, who she was involved with on the side outside of her marriage, but for instance, if this is someone who looks quite different than her husband, and it could be obvious that the child is not the husband, then it's a problem when the baby is born. It potentially is a problem. And, you know, it could be something very obvious that might trigger suspicion in the husband. So my thought that it would be better to be upfront now with the husband or go to therapy and try to work this out in a therapeutic setting where, you know, it can be mediated. But surprise, I mean, I don't know. I don't think
she hasn't told him. She just told him she was pregnant.
Right,
and
I know that.
And so he thinks it's hers, but she's not sure.
I mean, it's just not a. I don't know. I think being upfront would be better, but Neil might have a different opinion.
Well,
she's afraid he's going to leave her, and she's got two kids, no car, no job, and nobody's going to hire her because she's pregnant, you know. And so she's like in a tough spot, and she's like, Mom, I don't know what to do.
Well, maybe there's another approach.
Well, why is she cheating on her husband?
They've been having she's the only man that she's ever been with, and so she screwed up and had an affair, but they've been having problems. He's mentally slow and irresponsible. I don't think that boy that she's with now, that she's been with since she was 16, I don't think he's ever going to change. He's like 5 years older than her, but this other man is like 41.
The one she had the relationship with outside the third
party.
Right,
and he's mixed. He's white, and his mom's white, and the baby's... So his baby turned out white, so they may not be able to know when the baby's born.
Right, but see, that's what I was saying. That's what I thought. So that... I mean, so he's mixed. That's what I was alluding to. I didn't want to be so, you know, bold to say, is this person of a different race? But that's kind of where
I was. And it's wild because his baby turned out blonde-haired, blue-eyed, and tan. You know, don't even look black at all.
But that can, you can get two children from the same father or mother, in fact, that look totally different, especially if they're a mixed race. You can get one that looks one race and one that looks another. So it's still a risk. But anyway.
Well,
it's a wreck. It's like, I don't know what to tell her, you know, because I think she's seen something in that she feels like the other man is. The man she's with now is so irresponsible. We have tried and begged and pleaded. He's just not going to change, the one that she's with now. So I understand why she had the affair, because he showed her attention and he's more mature. But is he more mature, you know?
Is that person willing to, I mean, you're concerned about your daughter and the fact that she doesn't work and has two children, but is that man she's involved with willing to step up and have a relationship with her? Because it sounds like the relationship with the husband is not headed for any good ending. I mean, it seems like it's not, you know, not salvageable. I mean, if the guy's never going to change, maybe your daughter should go ahead with her plans to join the military and become independent and not stay with somebody in an unhealthy marriage.
I don't think I can convince her of that. I've tried, you know, that she's a beautiful girl. Three kids are not going to hold her back, you know. And it's like, I think she feels like this other man's not going to take care of her or handle her other two kids, is what she told me.
Well, you know, when you have an unhealthy situation, as it is, and your daughter's has a husband, and he's kind of slow and irresponsible, and then what do? You add to that deception, and she goes. She put herself in a mess. This is her mess, and I don't know if by deceiving the husband, that's going to get any better.
Yeah,
because
I mean,
it's not fair to all the parties. She's going to have to face up to some truths. And either get counseling and have a counselor guide her through this. It makes no difference. I mean, the baby is a boy or a girl. What difference does it make? That's not the problem. It might be a girl. It might be a boy. That's not the issue, Michelle. The issue is that the situation is so unhealthy, and everyone's going to suffer for this based upon some other kind of rash decision. So right now, she's going to need some counseling. I don't know if that's affordable, but that's what needs to be done.
There has to be some services that would maybe pay for a counselor if she doesn't. Does she have insurance?
Since she already has a husband, I guess she's going to have to, I don't know. You know, can she wait and have the baby and hope that it comes out to be his and not say anything?
That's what she's hoping.
Well, then that's what.
But then they're already having problems again.
Well, it's a mess, Michelle. This is a mess. It's a mess on top of a mess. You're trying to say, well, here's some dirt, and now let's throw some more dirt on it to make it better and see how it works. It's a mess. It's a mess from the beginning, and it's unfortunate. But your problem here, there needs to be better structure. And I don't know if this guy is hopeless and he's not standing up to the plate, but he's the husband. I don't know what you mean by hopeless. Does he work? Does he have a job?
He's always, you know, sometimes he goes to work, sometimes he don't. He drinks all the time. All he cares about is hanging out with his friends and partying. And I think that's what's led her to have the affair, because she's tired of it. Partying.
You have children being parents.
Right.
This is totally irrational.
Right. And the affair isn't solving the problems in the marriage. Obviously, it's an escape. But now she's compounded her problems with this new baby, or, you know, expected baby.
Yeah,
I think she wishes she hadn't messed around, you know.
She did, right. But even so, the problems in the marriage existed before she had an affair. I mean, the affair is a symptom of the problems in the marriage. So the problems
right.
in the marriage would be there regardless. And she needs to really start examining her life and deciding, making serious decisions about whether she wants to be in a marriage that, you know, with someone who's drinking too much and, you know, not mentally stable. And, you know, obviously this isn't a good environment for the children.
Yeah. Is it possible to get counseling?
You know, she went to counseling. She was sexually assaulted years ago. And she went to counseling for almost 4 years. So I've kind of stepped back and told her that this is going to have to be her decision on what she does. I can't tell her what to do.
Well, you're
and
like,
I told her to pray hard.
I mean, that's good. I think that's
well, her decision is kind of ridiculous, because she's not able to make decisions that are healthy. So she's in a big mess. I don't know what to say, because if you bring forth this information to the husband, and it even is his child, then he finds out she had an affair. And if it isn't his child, then the child's going to suffer, because maybe he's going to become angry towards the child, and the child's going to become victimized. You've got a mess, and this isn't determined.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, there's no psychic information here for this. This is a hardcore issue of a basic
physicality
human problem that needs to be addressed with adequate counseling. And she had counseling for 4 years. Well, it wasn't enough. It didn't work. Let it go. She needs counseling. There needs to be a proper guidance in terms of how this is going to be worked out. I think right now, to save a higher fire, she should find out directly from the doctors or something about the nature of this embryo or this forthcoming baby.
You mean the sex?
Yeah. Well, no, not the
sex. What nature of the embryo? What do you mean?
I don't know, the DNA, whatever they can do medically to find out who the father is.
Yeah, but you would need the DNA of the father to be able to determine that.
Well,
you
if
can't.
It's not his DNA.
But you would
DNA,
need a
sample. I don't know.
No,
I don't
but
know
wait,
about that.
Manny, you need a sample of the DNA of the individual.
I understand that. It's a complicated issue. But she's going to, before she makes the determination, she's going to need to know who's the father of this baby.
But the problem is she won't be able to find that out without the cooperation of the, I guess she could get a sample of the other guys, and if it's not his,
well,
because
she
he knows.
Well, she might have to.
Yeah, that
she
would work.
She might have to. Is she determined to have the baby?
Well, it's 3 months.
I think she is. She doesn't want to have an abortion.
Okay, so she should keep her mouth shut right now and have the baby. And then from there, check out who the father is. And don't say anything to anybody.
Well, she
because
can.
Because she's going to have more problems.
She'll have to say something to the potential father, the 41-year-old, because she'll need a DNA, you know, a DNA swab
well,
from
him. Well,
she
may have to, but
and that would rule him out.
She's already in a cycle of deception. So if she finds out from the other guy, I want your DNA, and if it isn't his, then she keeps the secret from her husband. And if it is his, then I don't know. If he's not willing to be the father, you may have to continue a line of deception.
Well, I mean, which I don't think is a great idea.
It may
I mean,
not be,
it's
but,
not.
But, you know, I mean, is she going to divorce? She doesn't have anybody. You know, maybe they need to work out their issues in their marriage and see if they can save their marriage.
Well, that's what I suggested
but
in the beginning.
By saying,
going
well,
to therapy,
you know, this isn't
going
to be your son,
be...
and I want
well,
you to
Well, I think she's realized. I think she's realized through all this that, well, maybe my husband does do a lot for me, but then he's still immature and not
well,
very responsible.
That can be corrected. You know,
right,
okay,
so she's starting to notice, and they started doing better.
Well,
and,
here's what
and
I
think. They started.
I think she should wait to have the child, then find out who the father is. But if he's this, I think she should try to save her marriage, and if anything, try to keep it. If it's possible to keep it a secret from the father, keep it a secret from the father, because the child needs to be loved. And
right.
So if the child needs to be loved, if the worst crime is that he doesn't know that he's the original father, that might be a crime, but it's worst crime for the child not to be loved. So the child needs to be loved, and she needs
who
to.
Who do you feel in your heart this baby is?
I don't know. I mean, she, I don't know. I kind of think it might be his, the other guy. But, you know, that's not the, Michelle, that's the psychic, the answer to this is not a psychic answer. You've got to understand something. It's not, that's not the crucial problem here. The crucial problem here is how this baby is going to be taken care of. And if he's going to remain the husband, then I think we have to weigh the crimes and what's going to be the worst crime. I think the worst crime is the child would be not loved and be torn apart. I think the lesser crime is that the husband, if he isn't the father, believes the child is his and loves the child. The child has to be loved. And so that's what I think is the most important thing here, and that your daughter is going to have to bury that, put this into her heart and ask for forgiveness from the universe for what he's done and start getting corrected in the marriage.
Do you have, by the way, just real quick before we move on to other callers, do you have the husband's birth date?
Oh, God, I have no idea. I just know she said he was 41. He was 41.
No. The husband. The husband. Not the other man.
I don't know.
You don't know. Okay, well, it's all right.
Well, you know, I mean, all the parties are responsible. He shouldn't be fooling around with her if she's married and he presents a baby to her. That guy's an idiot, too, because he's giving her nothing but problems in order to satisfy his sexual urges. And it has nothing to do with, oh, I'll tenderly love you. I know you're married, but let me give you a baby so I complicate the problems. He's an idiot, too.
Well, they weren't responsible. They should have been
taking
precautions.
Listen, all three of them are idiots. Michelle, no one here is a
right.
Genius, and they're all at fault. They're all at fault, but we have to now think of the victims, the babies, and this child.
Right.
That's what has
I think
to be
she
done.
Wants to. I think she's hoping that it'll be her husband's baby, and if not,
well,
I don't know. I just have a feeling she'll keep it a secret unless it turns out black.
Well
that's. But
black.
See, that was the original problem that I was having at the beginning of the reading, and the fact that if for instance if that happens, then there's a major problem. So
oh yeah,
you know, I mean yeah. Then and there's no and the stress, you know, we're talking about the well-being of the child, the stress on your daughter during pregnancy and how this might affect the unborn child inside of her is a consideration. And so I mean waiting till a child is born to see if maybe it comes out black is not a good way to spend 9 months being pregnant. I mean, it's just not.
But this is a mess.
It's a mess.
And you have to, right now, you have to think of the best security is with is not with these three idiots, but with the child. And that they all have to take responsibility. And I wouldn't want, oh, well, I'm going to be honest. I'll tell my husband that I had sex with somebody else, so that when I have the baby, he can start to hate it. Not a good plan.
No.
Not a good plan.
Not necessarily
you know
a good
what?
Plan, but there are other ways to deal
crossed.
With it.
Maybe you have to keep your fingers right. crossed and hope that the child is his. But if
right.
you're asking specifically, I don't have a good vibe about that. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it will be his. Maybe we'll twist the energies and ask the angels to
well,
twist.
If,
I don't know. But I'm saying, Michelle, that the best bet right now is to wait to have the baby.
Well, I mean, I think it would be smart for them as a couple to at least, if we're saying work on the marriage, which I don't know if is savable or not, but work on the marriage, they need to get into some kind of counseling
well, I already
together.
Said that. Yeah, they need counseling.
Together. I'm not just individual, maybe that too, but
they need
as
counseling.
A couple.
This is going to be a tough road. It's going to be a tough road. I understand, you know, okay, we can take out our handkerchiefs. Your daughter's been sexually abused. She's had problems. She's not loved by the guy. The guy drinks. Everybody's immature. Okay, but after all that is said and done, we have some reality issues. And that is what's important right now. Yes, they need counseling. And yes, there has to be some cross your fingers, hope the baby's his. But don't compound the problem right now. It's going to have to be wait and see. I like I said, Michelle, I think the baby's the other guy's, but maybe, I don't know. I've seen things change. I've seen things miraculously change. I don't know. I don't know what went on. If he was having sex with her, they were both having sex. I don't know whose sperm got where. But what we're saying right now is that let's hope that the baby is the husband's. So all this mess doesn't have to be compounded. And that they start to get counseling and mature, and the family stays together, because the other guy sounds
right.
like an idiot. I wouldn't bank on him becoming the new.
Well, yeah, and she's attracted to him because he's more mature. But really, I mean, the measure of maturity is not there because
now there's three other kids are going to be torn apart from the father. Not a good idea.
Okay.
I think the 41.
I think she must have seen something in him.
Well, who cares?
Well, that she didn't, because she didn't go to him.
Well, whatever she saw in him got her in trouble. So it doesn't matter. This is not a matter that he's a gallant knight. Because if he had sex with her and gave her a baby, knowing she's married, he was selfish.
And your daughter, I mean, clearly her judgment is not is not great, because you know, this wouldn't have happened if it were.
It's a tough one, Michelle, but we'll put out energy. I'm going to put out energy at least that it, on my behalf, I know what Kristen thinks, but I'm going to put out energy. This is the husband's baby, and they work things out. That's going to be the best solution. I'm hoping that's
right.
Okay, Michelle.
Yes, I agree with you, because I feel like he would end up hating the other child, and then the child would suffer. So I pray for the best outcome. And I guess before I leave you, is there any good spiritual messages for me? I'm like, I'm going to lose my mind.
Well, we've spent a lot of time on this.
On
so
this.
If we go into that, we're going to be robbing people. If you want us to hang on to the show and
if we can come back
afterward,
to you,
we might be able to answer that question. But right now,
okay,
love your daughter, support your daughter, you know, encourage counseling. And right now, let's just put our heads together and pray that this baby's going to be her husband's baby and not the other guy, and that things work out. The only other thing I can tell you is that there might be some property change going on in your life with home or something.
Well, she's dealt with a houseboat situation. She's been dealing with that, which
I probably don't
remember. But
It's funny you just said that, because she was living in Alabama, and that's where the other man lives. And they just decided this week, and they're going to move in a hotel until they find a place down here where I'm at.
Oh, you
so
mean the
they
husband,
are moving.
Interesting.
Oh,
okay.
All the more so she should keep it quiet right now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, Michelle.
Right.
Okay. Maybe we'll have a chance to come back to you later in the show.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
You're great.
Thanks. Bye. Okay. And Michelle follows us on Facebook. Actually, she's our friend, I think. So we hope that those that are listening and in queue also join us. 248. Hi.
Hi. My name is Gianni. How y'all doing?
Good. Thanks. How are you? G-I-A-N-N-I?
G-I-O-N-N-I. like Gianni Versace, like the designer.
Yeah, I think he has an A, but anyway.
Oh.
G-I-O, you have an O. He has an O, I-A.
Yeah.
In place of the O.
You're right.
Okay, so where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Detroit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
and what's your question?
My question is, my girlfriend and I got into some trouble, and she got suspended from work. And I want to know, when would she be back to work full time?
Okay, so you got into trouble, like,
criminal trouble, as in a domestic issue. I filed a report on her, she filed one on me, but because she's a cop, the outcome is a little bit more troubling for her. So
she's a cop and got suspended because of the domestic issue. Okay.
Yes.
And she suspended. This isn't permanent. They didn't indicate that this could be permanent.
No, they didn't indicate that. But yeah, she's still on suspension, and she don't want to know when she's going back to work.
Well, how long has she been on suspension?
Maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay. And can we get your birth dates? What's your birth date? What's her birth date? Full birthday.
My birthday is 08/05/1987, and her birthday is 04.
Don't put a zero. Wait, don't put a zero where it doesn't belong.
Okay.
So just the month and day without a zero, unless it is like October. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay.
So you're 8/5/1987.
Yes. And
okay.
Hers is 4/4/1997.
1997. Okay. Because she's young to be a police officer. How long has she been doing that? A year, a couple of years?
Going on 2 years now.
She was a cop at 20.
Yeah. She's a 34/7. He's what, 13/23?
38/11/2.
Yeah. 38/11/2.
You know,
I had an 11 written down. So that's
it's probably
energy.
So what was the nature of the domestic trouble? What happened?
We were just fighting and going back and forth all that day, and it led to a fight. She told me she was gonna make a report on me, which would be a fabricated report. So the thing is that actually happened, I decided, okay, I'm gonna make a report on you. Even though I wasn't intended on going on doing it, but just because you're going to make a fabricated report on me, I'm going to go ahead and make a report. So I felt like I was forced to do that to try to protect myself. I'm also trying to be a cop. But I also don't want to fuck up my my chances of doing that. So after that happened, she gave me a call and asked me what was going on, and I told her what I did. I made a report. She said, "Oh, well, I was just playing. I didn't make a report on you." I said, "Well, now we got a situation because I made a report on you because you told me you were." And so it went like that.
Did you lay hands on each other?
Yes.
Well, it would be disciplinary. It would be a disciplinary action. I mean, probably she's going to be disciplined, and she is. So she's suspended, and she might have to do counseling. She might have to do anger management. I think she's not going to lose her job.
Well, he's wondering when she's going to be.
It could be 6 months.
Really? That
could
long?
Could be.
Is she suspended without pay?
They keep going back and forth. I believe like one day last week they told her it's without pay. Then the very next day they told her, okay, you're on desk duty. You're suspended with pay. Then maybe a few days after that, they put her on sick leave. She had to still suspended, but take money from her sick time.
Well, she's being paid currently, but
yeah.
it's not it's not like suspended with pay. It's eating into her sick leave, which is unfortunate too.
Yeah.
They sound disorganized.
They keep going back and forth.
You know, I mean, someone in authority position should have made a decision on how to handle this and not said, well, you're suspended without pay. Oh, now you're suspended with pay and death duty.
Well,
oh,
I'm
now
not
it's
sure
sick
what
leave.
The channels are, but, they put her through the academy. She's been there for 2 years. They'll insist that she does some anger management. They'll make sure she's learned her lesson. She'll get her job back, maybe the most 6 months.
That's
is she still your girlfriend? Are you still together, you two?
Yeah, we're still talking. She said we've broken up, but yeah, we still got bills together. We still have
some. What's your problem? You're cops. What are you so hot-headed for?
Well,
what do you fight?
Cop, but...
Was this a jealousy issue? Do you drink? What was your problem?
It's a communication problem. I get angry when she. We can't talk to each other. I feel like maybe she might be hiding something. And when I come to find out, she's lying about something petty. But
yeah, well,
I get so upset about it.
You two need to be more mature. This is immaturity, and it's stupid. And you didn't have to go this far and get this violent and cause these problems. Look what it caused. It was unnecessary. It didn't have to happen. And I don't know if she's cheating or you're not sure what she's doing. I mean, you both need to grow up. If you're in love with each other, then there should be open communication. If you're coming with problems already and you're bringing them into the relationship, there needs to be some kind of management, counseling, something.
She's what? How old is she? 23? I mean,
she's 22 and I'm 32.
22. And you're 32, so there. I mean, she's a 34-7, he's 38-11-2. I mean, obviously, there's a karmic relationship.
I mean, you don't, guys don't need
you know,
to
they
be
may
fighting.
Not,
what, you know, you just need to be mature
anyway,
and open.
But if you're
concerned now because you filed against her, well, that's what you did. There's nothing you can do about it. I think, you know.
Oh, no, that's not my concern. It's just, I'm trying to amend things. I'm trying to get things back on track. And she's saying that's not going to happen until I know I have my job. And get back to work. So I just want to know when she's going back to work.
What do you mean? She's saying get back on track. I don't. You get back on track with the relationship, or get back? I mean, I'm confused.
Get back on track with the relationship.
Yeah,
you're trying to be a cop.
I know. You're trying to be a cop. The only thing you
can
do.
I'm also trying to be a cop, but I don't know if that's going
to
happen now.
Right. Just to be clear, you're still.
You can go to her department. And on a human level, state that the fight got out of hand, to be easy on her. You both want to have a future as a cop. You don't want her job destroyed, and you made a horrible mistake. You're both willing to go to counseling. If you fight for her job, you'll win her back. And
yeah, I did that already, but they said because she's a cop, and on what took place, and internal affairs. They have to get involved, and this is just the process right now. So we're going through the process.
I know.
Personally, Johnny, I think that, I don't know if she's already done this, but she needs to have a conversation with her supervisor and say, and I think that she has a right, being an employee of the police department, to know how long her suspension is and that it's not, this... length of time that's not defined clearly. I think they have a responsibility, and she has a right as an employee to know how long she's suspended for without guessing
I
what
think
the.
It might be, you know, they
yeah,
might
I think
be
she has a legal right.
I
mean, in
months.
Terms of.
I don't know.
I know, but she needs to find out what that is and say, listen, you know, my rights as an employee. I mean, I wouldn't say that to the police department necessarily, but. In light of the fact that she has rights as an employee, she needs to find out how long the suspension is. It doesn't need to be an arbitrary amount that keeps changing. The terms keep changing. That's
that may
not
be
okay.
So, but when it gets to domestic violence, it goes beyond. It gets into a legal system.
Yeah, I understand that, but they have to make a decision. So it was 2 weeks ago that this occurred, you said?
Yes, it's been a real short time period. It happened, and things have been escalating, as in getting better. But she just want to get back to work, and she's just seen a psych doctor, and that was the next step. And they're going to give her a call by the 30th.
So she has to go through an evaluation, is what you're saying. An evaluation,
yeah.
And then the prescribed amount of time where she's suspended might be supplied. Is that what you're saying?
That's what I'm guessing. I'm guessing it's been 2 weeks already, and it's at the end of the process now when she's seen a psych doctor. So I don't
right.
know how long.
Is the psych doctor, is this required by the police department, or is this just her on her own accord?
I believe it's required.
It's required. So then they're probably going to make a decision. So
yeah, you know, it probably will
work
out.
They have to make an evaluation.
You know,
first.
You probably can win her back if you fight for her and you start to make amends and the two of you get back into a more mature level of communication and stability. So I think it's all going to work out in the end. I mean, you know what? On a human level, you can work this out. This isn't that horrible. It's a bad situation. Go ahead. What?
Yeah, we've been talking about it for last whenever we also both in the army. We've been talking about it all weekend. We are army training together this weekend. We talked about it all last night. I just went to my first class of anger management. So I'm trying to deal with it on my end. I just I'm just being spoiled about
right
it. And her just...
Oh, you're doing. Listen, you're doing the right thing. The two of you can work this out. This doesn't have to. Nothing has to be destroyed here. She'll get her job back. You can become a cop. Whatever. This is workable.
And probably she will be assigned to desk duty for a period of time
before
she's able to really go back to a full responsibilities on the job.
If you're committed, this. You can work through this. So don't sweat it. Don't sweat it. You both can work through this if you're committed and it can have a happy ending.
Okay.
But, you know, you need some anger management.
You guys
got to get more mature
about this. Both of you. But we have to move on to other callers, Johnny. So thank you and good luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Very well. Thanks. And Johnny can follow us on Facebook. Hope he does. Okay, 407. Hi, Michelle. How's it going?
Hello, hello. How are you, Kristen and Neil?
Different Michelle.
Oh, hi. Uh-huh.
Michelle with two L's.
Yeah, yeah, two L's. And I also live in Florida, though.
1070. Yes, you do. That's true. Same location. 10/17/74. In fact, you're born in the same month, 3 days apart. I mean, different years, of course.
Wow. Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Okay. What's up?
Well, I'm open to any.
Number.
Oh, wow. I'm open to any messages, but I wanted to ask you about a friend of mine, a female friend of mine. I had asked you this question before, but it was about a different person. So I have a friend that I've had a friend, she was my friend for a long time, many, many years now. And for some reason, the last 6 months in particular, she seems to really been blowing me off. And I really can't seem to talk with her or connect with her. And I'm kind of getting a little aggravated about it. And, I'd like to know what's going on there.
Okay, so I remember about the other friend. There was something about...
She never talked to me again, ever. She never talked to me again, but this is a completely different person that I've known way longer.
But we said to let that relationship go. I mean, I remember that one.
That one I did. That one I did.
Something or going to the beach together. I don't remember what it was.
Yeah,
but there was...
I saw her on the beach, yeah. And she ignored me.
Okay, so that's... So I'm remembering it. So what's the birth date of this friend? Do you know?
She's 8870.
1970. Okay, 1626. She's a 33-6, is that right? Did I do that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. And so what's exact, give us a little bit more background on what's going on.
We don't live in the same place anymore, but we do connect here and there. It's not always every day or anything, but it's fine. Over the years, you know, there's periods of time when we don't talk to each other or not, but this is an excessively long period of time. And I've been asking her for like the last 6 months, hey, do you want to chat? You know, should we call? You know, hey, what are you doing? And I'm getting no response. And then every once in a while I get something, oh, I'm just really busy with work and we're doing this. We went to South Dakota. And she's just extraordinarily blowing me off.
Is she married?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, are you guys in a social circle? Do you have other girlfriends?
We be. We used to be, but not anymore because I don't live there anymore.
No. They can't be like in the same social circle.
But because, they were at one time.
Right. So is she out of state or does she live in state?
No, she lives about 3 hours from me. I don't live there anymore.
But it's a distance.
Was there ever any kind of argument between the girls about somebody, rumors or gossip or something?
No.
No?
No.
I mean, what's she nuts? She just stops ignoring you? I don't, you know.
Well, that's not nuts.
Well, I don't know. There's got to be a reason for it.
Well,
she's got some kind of.
She's married. I mean, you know, she is married. And sometimes you're. Go ahead.
My personal opinion is it's the husband. There's something going on with him. And over the last 2 years, he's become very obsessive and controlling about, like, being incredibly antisocial. And I feel like somehow he's making her be that way or she's turning into that. That's my opinion, but I wanted to know what you think.
That's why I asked if she was married, because I suspect something involving the husband or a relationship that she's
in.
So
what do you care? So if she doesn't want to talk to you and she's controlled by her husband and that's the way it is, move on.
That's true, but we've been friends for 20 years. It seems awful.
It's frustrating. I understand where you're coming from because, you know, long-term friendships, it's hard, you know, you don't want to let them go. And you know, perhaps you could open up a dialogue with her and say, listen, I'm feeling neglected in this friendship, and I want to know if we still have a friendship because this is not what a friendship feels like. You know, being ignored or put off. I would like more involvement, you know, with your involvement in my life, me being involved in your life, and you just let me know where you stand. And she can, you know, be honest with you and tell
you
your feelings.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You can do that, Michelle. I mean, maybe it is her husband. Maybe he's controlling him. Somebody told her something. I don't know. It was a girlfriend. It was a husband. Maybe it's the husband. It sounds like that might be it. But, yeah, you could do what Kristen suggests and ask her. Have you done that yet?
I did something similar. I said, hey, it's been a very long time since we've talked. You know, I'm trying to get a hold of you. What's the problem? Why aren't you talking to me anymore? And I got no response.
Nothing.
I got no response, but for my birthday, she just said happy birthday. That was it. But her husband,
so
I noticed her husband didn't say happy birthday to me, though, either. That was interesting.
Not.
Why doesn't the husband like you?
There should be no reason.
I don't know. Don't you have better things to do in your life? I mean, if this is a problem, move on.
Well, I mean, I think that, Michelle, you could be more frank with her and open and say, listen, this is how I feel. And then wait for a response from her, and after, you know, a certain period of time, if she doesn't respond or you receive a response, then you can make a choice of what to do. I would say if she doesn't respond, then move on is a good idea, but I would give it one more shot because obviously you value the friendship after 20 years of being involved with one another.
Yeah,
it's hard to
let go. That's the last resort. If you want to, you know, say to her, if you want to really confront her, if you're saying it's impossible and she doesn't cooperate, then I would just move on, Michelle.
You're right. You're right. You're right. It's just shocking and hard after how many years. But you're right.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of at that point anyway, but I also want to know why. Like, what's the problem again here?
Neil is structured too, I think, differently, you know, being a woman. You let things go, I think, easier than maybe friendship or being hurt.
I think it's just
healthier.
But I
can relate.
You know,
definitely.
It's just a healthier approach. And I wouldn't want to recommend that you exhaust your life energy trying to fight a cause that is, you know, if he's controlling her, if he's doing something, whatever it is, he doesn't like you, then the dynamic has changed. So you move on. You have your life to live. You know, I mean, unless there was something very important that you had to stay connected to her. But if this is what it is, and, you know, maybe she'll end up missing you. It doesn't matter. You can give it one last whack and see, you know, hey, I'm deciding we're going to end our relationship entirely because you don't seem to be responding to me. Unless you want to explain to me what's going on in confidence, I will keep your words confidential. It will help me to understand why our friendship is breaking up. If there's any other reasons and you're willing to share them with me, I'll keep them private. Then I'll know. If you don't want to respond, then I will take that as a sign that the relationship is over and I will move forward. Thanks for wishing me a happy birthday. Have a good life. And move on.
Okay.
You know, the thing about people going to psychics, a lot of this is common sense. There's two levels of being a psychic. One is a psychic has to apply what's common sense and maybe explain things on a psychological level, maybe get deeper into the psychic energy of it. But then sometimes it just comes down to ground level, and that is common sense. And this to me is common sense. I mean, there's no reason psychically for me to suggest to you that you need to really look into this. I don't see any psychic reason for it. It just seems
okay, and I agree with you, but considering that I had that other friend that just clearly just stopped talking to me for whatever reason, and she knew this, she knew about that, and she couldn't believe it either, and that hurt me very much. She knew it, and that's why this is all so shocking that I don't know why, and I've tried.
Right,
I've tried
so
to ask this one what the problem is.
You're feeling, your ego's feeling bruised because of being rejected by these two women.
Find new friends.
Right.
You know, I don't know, Michelle. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you have a curse. Oh, you're going through
no.
this dark time. Your
but you're feeling it. She's saying, I feel that it's insensitive. This person who knows that this other person did this to me to do the same thing when she knows I've been treated
well,
this way.
Then,
so
know,
obviously,
then maybe
yeah,
the circle,
she's insensitive.
Maybe the circle is disintegrating, that social circle. How old are you right now? 48? 45. You know what? Do you have other friends, Michelle? Do you have a healthy
friend?
I do.
Yeah.
Then let go of this. Why aggravate your system over people that aren't there for you and you have to fight to figure out why they can't be your friends? You know, let it go. Let it go. Move forward. Whatever their problems are, whatever this toxic energy is, I don't think it's healthy for you to bat your head against people who aren't really there for you and care about you and love you.
So, yeah. And I mean, you know, part of her being married may affect her, how she deals with her past friends. You know, she probably has a new social circle that involves her husband, and maybe she's just moved out of,
yeah.
You know,
it happens that way. You know, Michelle, it just happens. Things fall apart.
Things change.
But, you know, I don't know. If you want to, I think, waste your time and money or what energy and examine why this is happening, be my guest. But I think the healthiest, more direct approach is say, okay, you know, that's where you guys are at. I don't need that as friends. I'm not going to sit there and think that there's something wrong with me. I'm just going to accept what's happened and move forward and involve myself with people who care about me.
Okay, that's right. Okay.
Unless you have some kind of social disease, like in West Side Story, you know, you got some kind of mental disease. I don't see, you know, this is
no.
something. I mean, is there something wrong with you? Do you slap people when they're not looking at you? I mean,
No. I know it's not me, but I just wanted to know why a couple people in a row, basically.
I don't
well,
know.
Well, it
that
may
would
be
take
completely,
a deeper,
yeah.
That would take a deeper reading
You need to be more frank with her and say, listen, is there something wrong? Did I do something to offend you? Do you want to continue this friendship? And then wait for the response and act accordingly.
You know, the only thing I can say, Michelle, real quickly, is if you've had a pattern of losing friends throughout life, grammar school, junior high, this could be something karmically going on. That's the only thing I might investigate.
Okay,
Michelle.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate it. I really do. Thank you. Bye.
Hey, okay. I don't know if 203 is just listening or not. Are you just listening or did you want to speak with us?
Hi, I was just listening Hi, how are you? Sure, I'll talk. How
okay.
are you both?
Fine, thanks. How are you? 712-53.
I'm okay.
Good.
I can ask you a question. This EMDR therapy I'm doing.
Yeah, I was going to actually ask you about that. So it's funny you brought it up. Okay.
Well, the lens that I'm doing about 8 columns out of 12 are no longer suppressed. So they're really, really happy about that, about the progress I'm making. That's just
okay.
Like the biofeedback. The EMDR is, I was talking to him the other day, and he's surprised that I'm gotten so sort of depressed about all that I'm seeing. He said most people through this process get other perspectives that are more positive, which upset me. I am severely affected by what I'm seeing, and to me, it makes sense. It makes sense that I'm getting depressed, but to him, that's not how it works. So it's made me a little confused, and I think maybe I feel inside I'm on the right track. I just have to go through such anguish. I don't know. I mean, you know, basically, well, that's enough, I guess, right now, if you want to pick anything up.
Okay, we've about 5 minutes on this. Because we're going to close the show. We have 5 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, Neil.
Well, no, you can start with the ball.
No, you go ahead.
Well, you know, you're obviously going through some difficult energy times right now in your life. I mean, you're at a point where you are, what, 64 or something?
Six. 66.
And you're right now, you're almost at a point where you've reached a double innuendo on your karmic number of 28. You've passed that a little bit. And you have to now start looking at your life in the best way possible.
She's actually 10 years.
She's ten years
past, which is a factor.
You've got
a 28-10-1.
56 and then 66.
So
you're going through these major changes, and I don't know your life has been pretty hard. You know, the cleaning job and your arthritis and things like this. She's 712, 53, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've got a note. We did a reading with her on the on September 25th.
Yeah,
and,
she does
dog training.
She dog walks,
yeah,
and she does home care, and yeah,
uh-huh.
She's had.
But
difficulties.
It's been a hard life for you. It's been kind of hard. So. I don't, you know, the progression of your life, you don't need to go and progress in life and things have to be worse. I think what you've got to start looking at is maybe a direct, absolute change of attitude. That might be one thing. I think your attitude has been on survival mode. In other words, your brain has thought, how do I survive and how do I make the most of it? As opposed to how do I enrich my life? What do you do to enrich your life?
I can't enrich my life.
See,
I really can't.
I know, and that's where the catch 22 is, Pat. That's where the catch 22 is, that your life is on survival mode, and you're trying to live your brain waves on survival mode.
Well, let me answer for her, because you know you obviously have your dog. And that enriches her life. I mean, she loves animals. Absolutely.
Well, that's important.
So that's enriching. I mean, so I think part of the mindset of, well, I can't enrich my life. I mean, that's a negative thought pattern. So really trying to, I mean, if I can come up with something that enriches her life.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I mean, your animals can enrich your life. But if you're looking at your life apart from your animals and saying, I've got health problems, I've got survival problems, I'm always struggling, now I'm concerned about my body, my eyes, whatever. I think that's the tough part, the reality issue that a lot of human beings, most human beings face. And
I wasn't talking about any of those things. I'm trying to change my attitude and perspective by doing the EMDR.
Oh, well, then, but it's all entailed. Because if you're trying to change your attitude by doing that, that's a great path. That's what you need to do. That's what you need to focus on. And I think that go ahead.
My question was, it's making my perspective at the moment so bleak because I'm seeing the real.
We've got like about 40 seconds and we have to close
okay,
on time.
I haven't had a chance to explain, so I'm just going to let it go.
No,
you can do is call back on the show because we caught you at the last 4 minutes.
And okay. The problem is we have an appointment like right after
okay.
the show, so we have
all
to
right.
get going.
Thanks so much.
Call back on Friday.
Call back
okay.
on Friday.
All right. Thanks a lot. Take care. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye. And we are out of time, unfortunately, everybody. So 631 did not get a chance to get on today, but we will hopefully be able to speak with that person on Friday. We're back on the air at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. And Michelle, you're invited to call back too. So she waited to get to everyone, unfortunately. We will speak to you on Friday. Okay, thanks.